Hi, I'm Art Kaplan. I run the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. A really interesting paper appeared in the journal Pediatrics recently. It was a study in New Zealand of risk factors determinative of child abuse. Researchers put together a profile of a variety of measures, none of them surprising. How many kids were in the household, criminal record of the parents, drug abuse by the parents. And they basically tried to forecast what was the chance that a particular child would suffer neglect or abuse at the hands of their parents. What was interesting about this is they were able to put together a pretty predictive formula that may have been as accurate as 65% in deciding who, with a certain profile and a certain set of factors, was likely to harm, abuse, or neglect their child. Now, in one sense, that's great. It would help us a good deal to be able to intervene and start to predict who might be a high-risk candidate for child neglect or abuse, maybe have social services step in, do programs with people. And remember, in New Zealand, it's a small country with a robust public health system and hospital system. They were able to keep tabs on these families in the way that in a big country like the U.S., with people moving all the time, moving from doctor to doctor, health system to health system over time, it might be hard to track them down. But all that said, it raises a different set of ethical issues. If we had the algorithm and we could forecast anything about parental behavior, maybe whose kid is more likely to use drugs or whose child is more likely to be abusive or violent, in addition to whose child is likely to be abused or neglected, well, what do we feel about that in terms of privacy, in terms of parents, if you will, being stereotyped? Remember, not everybody who scored high on the risk factor list wound up doing anything to their child. It was predictive, but not 100% accurate. Should we, in a way, look forward in this day of information to more and more tests and predictions of the sort that the New Zealanders have started to explore? Should we start to say, I think that family's at high risk of going on welfare or getting food stamps or needing Medicaid support or any other set of problems? And is there any limit to what we would say is reasonable to try and predict? And I would say this, unless we're ready to mount an intervention to stop the problem, I have a lot of ethical heartburn about doing the forecast. That is to say, if I don't have a program that says I'm going to help somebody learn how not to be abusive, if I don't have an intervention that says I'm going to teach this child how to get along better with their peers, then just forecasting trouble seems to me to bring stigma and penalty to a child and their family, but it doesn't do them any good to have this knowledge, or anyone else any good, to be in possession of knowledge that says something bad is going to happen to this child or something bad is going to happen to this family. The commitment to doing accurate forecasting has to be interventions, attempts to try and minimize the risk, attempt to do something about what you can foresee. Just knowing something bad is coming is not enough. Knowing something bad is coming and trying to do something to prevent it, I think, is the moral requirement for doing forecasts in the future built on the growing amounts of data that we're collecting in our healthcare system. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. Thanks for watching.